I know ads are a bit annoying, but they're the only way I can make sure all content on this site stays free to everyone. If you want to chip in and remove these adverts, visit patreon.com/girlonthenet and support me there at any level. This is Dr. Pride's Relaxation Centre, written by Ella Scandal, read by Girl on the Net. I'm lying here, eyes open wide, legs open wider, straining to hear any sounds that might be coming from the room next door. I think I hear a muffled cry, but I could be wrong. It wouldn't be the first time my imagination ran away with me in here. This room is too white. The walls, blinds, curtains and carpet are all white. Pride's Relaxation Centre is so clinical, I'm always surprised by the way I feel as soon as I walk into this particular room. Surprised by how my pussy starts to throb as I follow the instructions on the poster beside the window. Remove all clothing. Get comfortable on the sofa, using the exaggerated arms as footrests. Apply a small amount of pleasure cream, given to you at reception, to your vulva. Think relaxing thoughts. Let yourself unwind, and the next available therapist will be with you shortly. I follow the guide to the letter, but instead of helping me unwind, it winds me tighter. I always lie here, eyes glued to the small screen that's fixed to the wall. The images on there are only seconds-long flashes, barely visible long enough for me to make out one from the next. Every couple of minutes, I pick out a bitter nipple or a swollen clit or a spurting cock. By the time I'm certain I can hear shrieking coming from next door, my pussy is soaking and the door behind me is opening with a soft creak. A gentle dip on the backrest of the sofa. Warmth. The scent of body powder and the underlying tang of strong hand soap. Soft skin pressing against my cheek, hair tickling my ribs, a hard nipple coaxing my mouth open. My lips close around it and I suck, but only for a minute. I want to do it a little longer, but it's being pulled away from me. I don't even look at the woman who settles between my thighs. I keep my gaze fixed on the screen in front of me, picking out longer scenes now that the erotic images are starting to slow. Alicia. A private smile twitches at the corners of my lips as she kisses my stomach before wrapping her lips around my pulsing clit. All of the therapists smell and look the same, but Alicia has something that makes her stand out from the rest. For me, at least. She has a special way of moving her face so that her nose rubs my clit as her tongue plunders my depths, all the while her long, slender fingers tickle my anus. She moans while she goes down on me, sinking one finger into my cunt and finding my G-spot immediately. When I whisper, "Eat that fucking pussy," her nails dig into my hip and she bites my clit. The owner of the clinic hates that term. The official line is that Alicia is relieving my executive stress. But I know better. She's eating me out, and though I would never tell anyone, she's loving it almost as much as I am. The hand that was scraping red gouges into my skin vanishes, and I laugh, arching my spine, finally letting my eyes settle on Alicia's dark hair. Her forehead creases. She bites her lip. Both of her shoulders move, shaking her tits as she rams two fingers in and out of me while rubbing her clit hard and fast. She's a rule breaker. And watching her do it with such fervency is so fucking hot. My feet slip off the sofa onto the floor and Alicia gasps, pressing her face into my cunt, muffling the hot little cries that she isn't supposed to be making. Even though my own orgasm is tearing me apart, I still register her warm fluids splashing on my toes. I stare at the TV screen, amazed once again that, right on cue, the titillating imagery has been replaced with a smiling woman floating blissfully on a peaceful lake. My 10 minutes are up, and I've never felt so satisfied. Alicia gets to her feet. She takes a tissue from the box and wipes herself down, giving me a sheepish grin when I grab one and start to clean her juices off my foot. As soon as I'm cleaned up and dressed, she picks up my lanyard and slips my ID over my head. I kiss her, because I know that for the next 4 hours, she's going to belong to everyone but me. "You're going to have to stop coming in here," she laughs. "I know you miss me, but if my boss finds out I'm sneaking my new girlfriend in here so I can fuck her during my break, she'll fire me." Holding the door open for her, I follow her into the corridor. "Fire you?" I whisper, as a few naked girls quietly say, "Good afternoon, Dr. Pride," as they walk past me. "I would never do such a thing." If you liked this, you can find more of Ella's amazing work at scandarella.com and more sexy stories read aloud at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.